This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Great Pop Culture Debate Primer for our episode devoted to the best 30 Rock episode. I'm Eric Resniak, and I'm going to tell you everything you need to know heading into this episode, which will be available to everyone tomorrow on all podcast platforms. To listen to our warm-up, in which the panelists discuss their favorite 30 Rock installments that did not make the bracket, become a Patreon subscriber of our podcast today. For this topic, we did not put out a public poll. Instead, our panelists, Amma Marfo, Brendan Hay, Kevin Dillon, and myself, each put together our personal top 10 lists of our favorite 30 Rock episodes. Any episode from the NBC sitcom Seven Seasons was up for consideration. We compared lists and aggregated any episodes with multiple nominations. Those filled out 12 of the 16 spots, allowing each of us to put forward a wildcard pick. The 16 episodes that made the bracket are Season 3's The Bubble, featuring John Hamm's gorgeous but moronic Dr. Drew, Season 2's Rosemary's Baby, featuring guest star the late, great Carrie Fisher. Season 2's MILF Island, in which Jack and Liz stand off in the shadow of the Great Survivor ripoff show. Season 3's Reunion, in which Liz Lemon is forced to reckon with her high school bully past. Season 5's Queen of Jordan, the Real Housewives send-up, featuring Tracy's wife, Angie. Season 4's Anna Howard Shaw Day, featuring Liz Lemon's anti-Valentine's Day crusade. Season 2's Ludachristmas, perhaps the show's most well-known holiday episode. Season 1's Black Tie, featuring Paul Rubin and Isabella Rossellini. Season 5's Reaganing, in which Jack attempts to have a perfect day by solving everyone's problems. Season 3's Apollo Apollo, in which Jack tries to recapture his childhood feeling of joy. Season 1's The Head and the Hair, featuring Liz and Jenna with unlikely paramours. Season 1's Tracy Does Conan, in which a whacked-out Tracy is prepped for a live Conan O'Brien segment. Season 5's TGS Hates Women, in which Liz Lemon hires a hot new guest writer for the show. Season 6's Dance Like Nobody's Watching, Amma Marfo's wildcard pick, in which Liz Lemon embraces a whole new attitude. Season 6's Leap Day, which creates an entire mythology around February 29th. And Season 3's Believe in the Stars, Kevin Dillon's wildcard pick, in which Liz Lemon meets Oprah. Kind of. And that's it. That's our Shineheart 16, so make sure you head over to our podcast platform of choice tomorrow to find out which episode we ultimately decide is the best 30 Rock episode of all time. Thank you for listening, and if you want to hear the warm-up, in which we discuss another half dozen of our 30 Rock favorites, become a Patreon supporter of our podcast. Otherwise, make sure you subscribe to the show so you don't miss any of our upcoming episodes. And head to greatpopculturedebate.com, where you'll find the polls that determine what we debate next and loads of cool bonus content. See you over in the main episode.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.